One family forced to flee is too many. This is the slogan at this UN headquarters in the Lebanese capital, Beirut. But this scenario has become reality for Syrian refugees fleeing the war into neighboring Lebanon. Over 1 million Syrian refugees have registered in Lebanon, half of them children. All are living in very dire conditions and are relying on aid from various agencies to survive. The United Nations says it registers the arrival of 2,500 Syrian refugees in Lebanon every day. That's more than one person per minute. This huge influx has proved to be much of a burden on the tiny Arab country, where the amount of registered refugees is now almost equal to a quarter of Lebanon's entire population. Here at the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, Syrian refugees stand in this long queue to register for aid. The UNHCR believes that 1 million refugees is a huge figure in any country, let alone in a nation as small as Lebanon.
Well, yesterday Lebanon witnessed yet another tragic milestone with the registration of the 1 millionth refugee with UNHCR. Lebanon is the smallest neighboring country to Syria and today is hosting the largest number of refugees. Compared to the size of its population, Lebanon is even hosting the largest number of refugees in the world.
The UNHCR says with the current funding levels, they are unable to meet all the needs of the refugees and are often forced to make difficult choices when it comes down to distributing aid among refugees.
I came to Lebanon with nothing in my hands other than my infant child. They told me about this agency. We've come here multiple times, but we haven't received aid.
With the number of Syrian refugees arriving in Lebanon rising every day, many questions remained unanswered about the future of these refugees in Lebanon, as well as how Lebanon will be able to cope with them. The only thing that seems certain for now is that as long as the conflict in Syria continues, more and more refugees should be expected to spill into Lebanon. Lemis Karut, Press TV, Beirut.